Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ. I've got sunshine
on a cloudy day. Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. My name is David Spoon. I'll be your host for the next 120 minutes or so. Get ready for one of the more unique experiences on live radio. Here's the key to the show. We don't know what we're doing. We have no idea what's going to happen, and Professor X doesn't care. It's like Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family, all rolled up into one serving of white chocolate melted fondue with marshmallows, Rice Krispie treats, cookies, and sponge cake. Please, Lord. Buckle up, little campers. Here we go. We have our devotional diamonds of the day, also known as DDDs. Personal revelations of my life's insanities. I still can't figure out why people in the radio audience love to hear that. Spiritual observations that may prove, hey, I need glasses. Life lessons for our faith that we can actually use, but we probably won't, and here's why.
I am talking, and I'm not listening!
Yeah, it's like talking and not listening. That's humor that will force you to think, why is that funny? I have no idea. The review of the Goofy News, it proves Jesus is coming back sooner than you think he is. We're asking you, do you have any prayer requests or any praise reports? If you do, you can call us at 866-577-2473. Or 866-K-PRAISE. Ironically, both those numbers are the same. We also have sound effects placed at the wrong time, which have nothing to do with the show.
Now what's that? I say, now what's that boy up to? Better check on it, yeah. This is a dog, not a chicken. Chickens don't look like dogs. Who told you this was a chicken, son? Nice boy, but doesn't listen to a word you say.
That's great. What a great clip. It makes me feel young. What are we doing? We're living life as a Christian. We're doing that thing. He's taking your phone calls and even more. Compelling monologues, riveting interviews, fascinating callers. Nah, not so much. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. When we come back, the show is unique.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Fellowship nights are back at Boomers in Vista. Join us on Friday, April 11th for a fantastic Friday night congregation celebration. You'll get unlimited use of the go-karts, miniature golf, laser tag, bumper boats, and two new kids rides. The special low price for all of this fun is only $15.95 per person. Call our group sales department today at 760-945-9474, extension 202, to make your reservation for a group of 10 or more, and the price drops to just $10 per person. Boomers and Vista would also like to invite your worship team, dance team, band, or choir to come out and perform at our fellowship night. Please call Annalise Morgan and our group sales department at 760-945-9474, extension 202 to make arrangements. Again, that number is 760-945-9474, extension 202. We look forward to seeing you at Boomers and Vista for fellowship night on Friday, April 11th. That's Friday, April 11th at Boomers in Vista.
One of my greatest joys is seeing the transition in the students coming in. The students that hardly knew their name and didn't know how to spell it. Seeing them become young adults that have discipline and that have marketable skills is a tremendous joy. In our classrooms, every student has the opportunity to reach their God-given potential. And for us, that's fantastic. No child is going to fall through the cracks. We had one of our students accepted into Harvard as an 11th grader. And in her first semester there, she received straight A's. Another graduate just received his MBA last month from the University of Phoenix. This same gentleman just received the highest score of more than 100 applicants for a position with the City of Coronado. And for us, that's fantastic.
Right now, South Bay Christian Academy is offering KPRZ listeners $1,000 off annual tuition just for mentioning K-Praise. So call today and schedule your free tour. Call South Bay Christian Academy at 619-585-0600. That's 619-585-0600 or visit southbaychristianacademy.com.
Easter is a very special time at the San Diego Rescue Mission. Hi, Mark Larson here. I'd like to paint a picture for you if I can. During Easter week, the San Diego Rescue Mission serves delicious ham dinners to hundreds of men, women, and children living on the streets of San Diego. Guests enjoy entertainment and receive care packages and toiletries. They need to know that they are loved, that their lives have value, and that they can begin again. That's the essence of the Easter message. The San Diego Rescue Mission depends on God's people to go online and give at sdrescue.org, where you'll also find an Easter needs list. Lives are changed at San Diego Rescue Mission. You can also donate a vehicle, explore estate planning options, and shop at their stores in North Park, City Heights, and National City. The need is great. To give, call 888-SD-RESCUE, 888-SD-RESCUE, or online, it's sdrescue.org.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's do a couple things that we need to take care of right away. Let's start off with the weather. I'm taking a look outside like all of you do to get the weather report. Here's what the weather is.
Are you sure you've had experience as weathermen?
Of course we're experienced. Don't we look like weathermen?
Yes. I look like a weatherman. Can't you see? I not only have a face for radio, I have a whole style for radio. I mean, I just dress up completely for radio. What do you folks, do you think, folks, do you think it looks nice? Thank you very much. Okay, so let's do the weather report. The only thing worse than this is rain. It's like, blah, what is that? Or snow, but it doesn't snow here in San Diego. At least not that I'm aware of, or nobody's told me that it snowed. So the weather is like, blah. Okay, you want to get a hold of the show? Here's what you got to do. You got to send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com, or you can complain directly by calling the station. A couple things to tell you. This segment is brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friends, Eric and Ingrid Holloway. So here's the deal with Eric and Ingrid Holloway. Wow, I've got noises going on in the studio that are not supposed to be happening. Isn't that strange? Is it strange? Do you ever have noises in your house that you don't know where they're coming from?
Like I have four dogs, so yes.
Well, then you know where they're coming from, right?
But they're not always dog noises. Usually just the dogs getting into things.
Yeah, sometimes it's like, and you're like, that's not a house noise. That's not a dog noise. That's not me, even though I'm in my 50s. What was that? Anyhow, this segment brought to you by Eric and Ingrid Holloway from Excalibur Roofing, our very good friends. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications. So here's the deal. They are involved in roofing elements. So if you're walking around your house and you see this huge chunk of shingles on the ground, you're probably thinking, maybe I should get somebody to look at that. Good idea. 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can go to ExcaliburRoofing.com because on their website, they got all the pictures up and all the new stuff up, and it looks smoking. So they're doing a great job on that. They do all estimates for free. Now, for those that know me at all, my favorite price, free. Okay. So bottom line to that, if you have new roof construction, old roof replacements, or repairs, get in touch with Excalibur Roofing, who treat their clients as a ministry unto the Lord. That's what you want. Come on. That's the kind of stuff you want. That's what everybody thinks is that's the way to do business. All right. Couple things to tell you. Coming on the show next week, our good friend Reuven Doran. Actually, he's going to be either the end of next week, beginning of the week after, from Genesis Tours. We're doing the Experience Israel get together with the Salem Communication fans and Salem Communication hosts and everything from across the nation. Everybody's coming together, and we're having this big get-together to go to Israel. I'm telling you, I'm 35-plus, almost 36 years I've been a Christian. Now, it's just a baby Christian, okay? That's a baby Christian, especially in lieu of the understanding that we are going to be Christians for billions and billions of years. But in the meantime, as a baby Christian, I'd like to go and see some of this territory where the Lord
taught. And then the wife, I think I mentioned this before, said, hey, it'd be cool if we got baptized in the Jordan River. And it's like, okie dokie, I think I know where we're going with this one. So it's a lot of Kleenex, and it's a lot of going to be a lot of fun. It's October 17th through the 26th. This year, 2014. So we want to represent from San Diego. It's about $3,800 a person, all inclusive, hotels, the guided tours, the airplane, everything, food, everything, all covered. $3,800. More information, go to kprz.com, or you can also call the station. You know, there's quite a bit you can figure out from kprz.com, though. I mean, there's just a ton of stuff. So Reuven going to be coming on. So we're looking forward to having him on and talking about it. By the way, if you don't know Reuven, he was actually born in Israel, so he will be able to tell us things on this tour that most people would never, ever know of, which is so cool. So I'm pretty happy about that. Okay. How you doing, RoboPaul? How you feeling? Things going good for you?
I am doing really good today.
Doing really good today. I'm glad to hear that. I'm very happy to hear that. So anything exciting in life? I mean, the one thing I heard that we'll discuss with Robo Producer, we'll talk about baseball then, but the one thing I heard, strangely enough, I don't know how I heard this, was that last night, with about 6 minutes left to go in the Detroit Red Wings-Pittsburgh Penguin game, the Red Wings scored the tying goal to send it to overtime, thereby extending their playoff life to a 23rd season.
I think that it was under 2 minutes when they scored the tying goal, and they went to a crazy shootout.
Did you see that puck that went over the goalie? That was so bizarre.
That was a
very bizarre goal. But here's what I would say. Here's what I'd say, just so you can know. What were you doing in 1990?
I was 6 years old, so I was probably eating SpaghettiOs.
Okay, that's the last time the Red Wings weren't in the playoffs.
That makes me sad.
That's not a dynasty, folks. That's an empire. Forget dynasty. That's an empire. They're one of the youngest teams in the NHL. So let me tell you, because they've been old before. They've been young. They went young. They could be around for a little while. So as long as this show goes on, you're going to hear about it. Just get used to it. And people are like, Dave, talk about, you know, hockey in San Diego.
I'm all for that.
Yeah. Where?
Not so much the Red Wings, but hockey in general sounds good to me.
Yeah, I wish we had a team. Okay, so just want to say congratulations to my very own Red Wings. By the way, if you don't know it, my dog's name, actual legal name, is Levi Red Wing Spoon. Just in case you don't know that. And for those that really don't understand the level of commitment I have here, yes, I should be committed. We already know that. In my bathroom, you know, the men's bathroom. Not the one that the wife and I share, but the men's bathroom where I go, where most of the time to brush my teeth, because I'm not allowed in the other bathroom because she's in there. In there, by the grace of God, as a present, she got me a Red Wings shower curtain. You go into the bathroom, there's this big red shower curtain with the big logo right in the middle. Come on. I married good. Come on.
Yes, you did. That's pretty awesome.
That's pretty awesome. Okay, couple things to cover. We're not going to take a ton of time on all the things that we've got going on. I've got some special food articles that are coming up. I will tell you that in the next couple weeks, we've got some different pastors that we're going to be either calling in or coming into the studio. Very excited about that. Some of them, the churches that I've had a chance to visit in the last couple of months. And I want to say this, one of the programs that we're going to be bringing into the David Spoon Experience, I'm working with Brian K. Smith and working with the staff here at KPRZ, is we're going to be bringing different pastors from different churches into the studio, give them a chance to an opportunity at no cost to the church. Now, did you hear me? At no cost to the church. To get on the show, do a little bit of an interview, talk about what their ministry is, what they're doing. We're not trying to do comparison shopping. We're trying to do support Christian behavior. And so what we're going to do is give them a chance to share about their church, about the ministries, about what's going on, their locations, and things of that nature. So start spreading the news. In fact, if you want to get that sound clip, that's a good sound clip on Start Spreading the News. The bottom line is you will need to send an email to me. That's right, me. Not me. Don't just send an email me. That's what I meant. You need to send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com, because I'm the one that has to coordinate the interviews, because it has to fit into the time schedule. So we're going to start having pastors from the entire San Diego community, one after the other. What do you think of that? Is that wild or what?
That sounds like a fantastic idea. I like it.
And we're gonna promote. See, this is the year of the pastor here at KPRZ. This really are kind of our mentality. We have meetings. We actually have meetings and talk about, well, what can we do? You know, how are we going to approach this? What's going to be a support? So we're going to interview pastor after pastor. And yeah, you're going to hear pastors from churches that you don't go and you too, and you might hear your pastor. And yeah, the idea is that we're not going to bring on, you know, we're not bringing on people that, you know, are into, like, you know, not cool stuff. But we're going to bring on pastors, and if you're not from that denomination, but you hear about a pastor in that ministry, you could always be praying for your brothers and for the ministers in the Lord and for the soldiers of the kingdom, because pastors are the people on the spiritual front lines. And whether you are in a Methodist church, a Lutheran church, whether you're in a Baptist church, a Pentecostal church, I don't care if you're in a Presbyterian church, it doesn't matter. If you're in the pursuit of the Lord, you have a genuine relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ, if you are sincere in the Christian walk and you understand that that Bible, Genesis 1:1 to Revelation 22:21, is our guide, and that's the kind of church you're connected to, then the bottom line is send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. David Spoon, just all one thing. David, as in King David, but I'm not a king. Spoon, as in fork, but I'm not a fork, I'm a spoon. So davidspoon@kprz.com, and I will coordinate the get-togethers with your pastor and have them on the show. So we're going to be doing that throughout, and we've got some pastors coming up in the next, like, 3 or 4 weeks. Every week we've got two or three pastors coming on, so it's very exciting. Okay? All right, we're going to take a short break, then we're going to come back. We have a special guest, first-time guest, in the studio. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. KPRZ.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded, and testimonials from people just like you, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? If you need to protect your castle, who you gonna call? Excalibur Roofing, that's who. Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Do you own rental properties in California or out of state? Have you been thinking about getting into real estate investing but don't know where to start? Hi, this is JK. My investment club, Lady Landlords of San Diego and now of Orange County, is the place for you. First, don't let the name fool you. Lady Landlords is a group for both gentlemen and ladies who want to get information on current real estate trends, attend educational workshops, and find the best investment opportunities. Our mission is to assist our members in achieving their real estate investment goals. Call me at 619-550-7011 for more information. Call now for details on special discounts like free entry into our next monthly meeting, 10% off the next buying tour, plus throw your name into the drawing for a free annual membership. Call 619-550-7011. That's 619-550-7011, or go to ladylandlords.com for more information.
This is a Marriage Minute with Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse.
The bishops of the Roman Catholic Church are preparing for their synod on pastoral challenges to the family. Here at the Ruth Institute, we wish to ask the synod fathers to remember the victims of the sexual revolution. We have a petition respectfully asking them to do just that. Now, you may think, I'm not Catholic, so why should I care what their bishops do? Think of the victims of the sexual revolution, people such as the children of divorce, the reluctantly divorced men and women, and post-abortive women. If you value the clarity of Catholic teaching on divorce, abortion, and other moral issues, we welcome you to sign our petition. These teachings were once common to all the Christian churches, and the bishops will appreciate knowing that non-Catholics care. Please go to RuthInstitute.org to sign our petition to the Synod Fathers. That's RuthInstitute.org.
This has been a Marriage Minute. Go to RuthInstitute.org. Remember the victims of the sexual revolution. That's RUTHInstitute.org.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Let me protect your hard-earned assets from ever losing a penny. My index annuity product will keep your 401k, IRA, SEP, or any money you have worked hard for from ever losing a penny due to stock market decline. Stocks, bonds, silver, gold, real estate can all go backwards. Not my product. Yet like stock market growth without the risk of ever losing a penny. Please listen to me. I'm trying to protect your money for over 35 years. And now you can add an income rider and the insurance company will add 14% to your principal each year for the next 10 years guaranteed. Mind you, though, you can't take that money out in one lump sum, but you can take an income stream for the rest of your life, never to run out. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. No one's ever lost a penny with this product due to stock market decline. Name one other investment that can do that. Don't keep your money in risk. Investments. Protect what you've worked hard for. No commission you pay and no fees. 1-800-553-6247. Love you all and God bless you.
Some restrictions apply. Rate subject to change. License number 057-8122. Call 800-553-6247.
In the market for a new car, TrueCar.com will save you time and money. Go to TrueCar.com and find out what others have paid for the vehicle you want. With over a million cars sold through the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, save time, money, and never overpay. Shop TrueCar.com.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at San Diego, KPRZ, 1210 AM. How are we doing? You know, I feel like I was just born the other day. Does that sound normal? Okay, a couple things to tell you right off the bat. Number one, tomorrow night. Okay, so that's not tonight, but that would be tomorrow night. There is Fellowship Night at Boomers. And for those that don't know, right, so tomorrow's the 11th because today's the 10th. So I think after the 10th, it becomes the 11th. Fellowship Night is back at Boomers in Vista. You can join them Friday, April 11th. Fantastic Friday night. Only $15.95 a person. You get unlimited use of the go-karts, miniature golf, laser tag, bumper boats, and two new kids rides. I didn't know they had new rides. That's amazing. You can make reservations. Groups of 10 or more are also welcome. You just got to contact their sales department, 760-945-9474. That's 760-945-9474. Also, I would be shamefully remiss if I did not remind you about the Plan, Prepare, and Prosper conference that's taking place Saturday with our very own Bobby and Tony Lee. For information about the opportunity to kind of prep for what's taking place in the future, you can either go to kprz.com because everything in the world is on kprz.com. And soon, we will send you a straw. And you will take the straw and put it right on the screen, and you will drink all your nutrients directly from the screen, and you will never have to look at anything else because you can listen live to the radio through KPRZ as well. Also, if you want to get more information, you can also go to Daily Disciples, Daily Disciple Ministries, the website for them as well. This is hosted by Thrivent Financial, stepping up and supporting the community in every facet possible. So I just want to say a big thank you to Thrivent for making all of these different events possible. It's very cool. Okay, folks, I got somebody in the studio that I do not think has been here. Have you been here before?
Well, of course I've been here before. I've been here for about 6 years.
Well, that doesn't count.
On the show personally, no, I haven't actually.
All right, well then welcome to the show. Now this is, for those that don't know, you've probably talked to this gentleman if you've ever called the station and you were trying to get like something that you won.
Right.
Because a lot of times I had to run through him. This is our very own Cameron, who I don't even call by the last name. What's your last name, Cameron?
Bradna. Correct.
Cameron?
Yes.
Bradna.
It's Brad with a na at the end. Easiest
wow.
way to remember.
No, so it's Cameron Bradna.
Yes. Sure.
So I can go around going, hey, it's Cameron Brad.
It's Cameron
no.
Brad. No.
I think we should just call him Brad.
Okay. I think
that
we
works
call
too.
Him, I think we just call him Cameron. Now, if you, the first time I talked about Cameron on the show, he doesn't even know it. And I think Robo Producer remembers. That's when Cameron Bradna sent us a video. From his mm-hmm. phone saying,
oh, right.
Yes.
Yeah.
My car.
He claimed he couldn't get to work.
It was real.
Yeah. So he put his hand on the the car, and he goes, "Look, it doesn't move."
Hey, look, Dave.
It's broken.
It really was broken. It's actually a plastic part called the park lockout mechanism. It's literally made of plastic, and there's just a little plastic hook that holds a spring that allows you to move the shift lever into drive. That plastic little hook broke, which basically locks the car into whatever position it's in.
You know, I heard you can get that piece at the auto parts store under "I'm late for work and don't want to go in." That's the section I saw.
It's in the the failed excuses aisle.
Okay, so what I want to bring up and what I want let people know is you have transitioned from one position in KPRZ into a sales position. Is that correct? What was your official title previously?
That is correct. Well, to make things simple, it was the promotions and sales coordinator.
Okay.
Assisting the sales team, helping out with, you know, Susie, our promotions director, helping out at events, helping out the front desk, doing all sorts of logistical office stuff.
Okay, so now, instead of supporting the sales department, you are one.
I'm one of the team.
So what kind of clients are you looking for? What kind of people are you looking to reach out to?
Honestly, I mean, anyone who's looking to grow their business, anyone who wants to work with the Christian community, anyone who is, you know, has a product that they're looking for other options to promote it to other people. Whether it's an event, maybe you sell insurance. It really doesn't matter. I mean, the options are endless.
Okay, so from your point of view, though, you being newer in the business, being newer in sales,
correct?
And you're learning. I mean, it's not going around like, "Oh, I'm an expert. So that's what people want, though.
For
nowadays,
sure.
When you have a salesperson, now our whole team is like that. I mean, you start talking about our different salespeople. We have some people that have been in radio for 20, almost 28, 29 years.
Yeah.
So it's a long-term people, long-term commitment. Cameron, just now entering into this realm as a sales rep, and this is what we want to give him that introduction because he's been promoting and encouraging the show and even has brought some people along with to sponsor and partner.
Right.
Now he's branching out into this new element in life. And exciting for you, though, isn't it? It's challenging, but exciting.
It is most certainly a new element in life. It's a completely whole new animal compared to everything else that I was doing. I still get to do some of the things that I love. You know, the script writing, the voiceover work, and just meeting new people is part of it, too. But yeah, it's completely different. It's more out in the community now in terms of helping people, like I said, grow their business or, you know, looking to promote an event, whereas before it was going to events that people were promoting and being with the community, just being with the community in a different way.
Right. So in your understanding of sales, because you and I have talked quite a bit as we've gone through, because I've had way too many years of sales. Way too many. You're now learning that it's a entirely different language. It's almost like a different culture in some regards, being involved in sales, because your whole mindset is about serving the client, about making sure that they get a return on investment.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas before you were just doing the functionalities of it. Now you're making those proposals and creating those for people to step into.
Exactly.
How has the transition been? How has it been going for you? How does it feel?
So far, so good. I mean, it's different. It's different. And it's difficult at the same time. It's fun. And scary all at the same time. You know, with my background, I've been in the radio industry roughly about 10 years. Been with KPRZ for going on 6. So I'm, you know, totally comfortable within this radio realm. I'm totally familiar with the community, with our listeners and everything. But, you know, my background is more of a technical background.
Right.
You know, like robo producer, things like that, you know, voiceover. So I really have to watch myself and make sure that what I'm telling people is understandable and relatable, because I can catch myself getting really techy and technical and start spitting out all this, you know, industry jargon that people,
I know. You were using really big words the other day, like AM. And FM.
AM,
boy, that
FM,
was throwing me for a curve.
Frequency.
I know, it's like, what?
Yeah.
AM? Yeah. What? You know, I was just, I just PM. Didn't know how to. PM. Oh, I like PM. That's good. But then that's just before
AM. I was thinking about AM, PM. I was going back to food.
You're talking about the place where you stop and get gas and get chips?
Indeed.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Just checking. I thought you were talking about going to sleep.
Slurpees.
Cameron's buying Icy's. What?
What? Oh, he's buying Icy's you and for Paul.
I just finished the 3-day cleanse, so I'm on solid food now.
So this whole experience for you, though, is growing. It's going good. You're moving forward. How do people get a hold of you?
Call the station.
Is that the only way? Do you have an email? Do they
give
you an email?
Sure. I mean, email is real simple. You can send it to Cameron, C-A-M-E-R-O-N, Bradna, B-R-A-D-N-A, at KPRZ.com, or just call the station, 858-535-1210. Just ask for me.
All right, so all I got to do is they ask for Cameron.
That's it.
We encourage people to call the station, to get involved in the email, because we want that interaction to go between all the community people. So now we have Brian K. Smith, who's writing things and putting them on the wall. Why? Because he's probably going to say, I never get to be interviewed.
Why? Because he hasn't had his morning coffee.
All right. Good job, Cameron.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Good to have you on. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, news, DDD, and more. Go nowhere.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Experience the desert magic of La Casa del Zorro Resort in Borrego Springs. The resort's undergone a huge makeover, and the new Balance Spa Salon is open to complete your tranquil and rejuvenating getaway. See LaCasaDelZorro.com or call 760-767-0100.
Hi, this is Randy Bishop, CEO of Varango Solar. Did you know power bills are expected to increase 40% in the next 5 years? That's why I founded Varango Solar and why I'm so proud we are now the number one residential solar installer in Southern California. We make it easy for homeowners to save thousands on their electric bills. All it takes is a 5-minute phone call. We'll pull up a satellite image of your roof and tell you right there on the phone if you can switch to solar with no money out of pocket. There are no upfront costs. Because with Varango, you don't pay for the solar panels, you pay for the solar power at a lower rate than your electric utility charges you. And if Varango can't save you money, we won't take your business. You can go solar for zero down. Like Ed Asner says, Varango really has made going solar a no-brainer.
Call Varango Solar at 800-539-0600. A 5-minute phone call could save you thousands on your electric bills. 800-539-0600. That's 800-539-0600.
Certain terms and conditions apply. CSLB number 935263.
It's a no-brainer.
My name is Ryan Lekas. I'm a heroin addict. I've been strung out on heroin for 7 years. Really lost everything I loved in life, everything. And it wasn't until I ended up in a prison cell when I got down on my knees and asked for God's help. A few days later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, and you know, it's crazy. The blessings I'm getting now, the people that God's put in my life. God is good.
Hi, this is Miles McPherson of The Rock Church. Genesis Recovery of San Diego, a ministry of The Rock, is helping people looking for new ways to recover from their addiction.
Hi, my name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step process. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to our website at GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com.
They are truly setting captives free in Jesus' name.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, you've got another reason for people to come to Monte Vista Village.
I do, Kevin, and this is a really great one. You know, so many times families want to get away. They want to take a cruise or go see their kids or grandkids. So this is where a respite stay or a short-term stay comes in really, really handy. You know, temporary care in the home can be worrisome because you don't know if the caregiver is going to show up when you're out of town. Plus, our parents don't often like a stranger in their house. So here at Monte Vista Village, caregivers are on staff. There are plenty of people to talk to and activities to participate in, so it becomes a vacation for both parties. So if this sounds like a solution for you, give us a call. We're at 619-465-1331 and see what life could be like at Monte Vista Village.
Once again, that number is 619-465-1331 or online at MonteVistaVillage.com. License number 374-600-564.
Hi, this is Sue Freeze from Ecola Termite and Pest Control, but you can call me the Termite Lady. Temperatures are rising, and so are concerns of many homeowners, as we all at some point have to deal with our home's greatest threat, termites. Here at Ecola, we have more than 30 years of experience with proven methods of termite control, so we can confidently suggest you make us your first choice or second opinion. First choice or second opinion, doesn't matter. Just be sure to call us at Ecola at 877-332-BUG. New customers get $100 off any new termite work if you call us this month. Ecola is the leader in alternative and traditional pest control with mother-approved, simple solutions like Electrogun and our patented Ecola Heat. Perfect for families, perfect for pets. Visit us online at termitelady.com. Then call us at 877-332-BUGS, 877-332-2847. Ecola, powerful termite and pest control, as gentle as a butterfly. Call 877-332-BUGS.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ. Can get the David Spoon Experience podcast 24/7. Every zany segment, every round of trivia, every off-the-wall joke, every super deep thought-provoking atheist maddening rant, every single show of the DSE. Go now to www.thejewishchristian.com. Listen, you're entering the David Spoon Experience.
You're the man now, dog.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. I want to say a couple things to let people know. This segment, by the way, brought to you by our good friends at Genesis Recovery San Diego and Tommy Hawthorne, who's going to be on the show on Monday. Everybody get ready, because every time Tommy comes in, he brings somebody from the Genesis Recovery Ministry, and it is moving. And I mean moving as in, like, wow. So it's so powerful to see the touch from God reach into people's lives. They're going to be on the show on Monday. That is absolutely incredible, and I'm very excited because he's a great brother. And a couple things to tell you about Genesis Recovery. They're not just a 12-step program, which by itself is important. Don't minimize what I'm trying to communicate here. What I'm trying to say is that they go beyond just that 12-step process into recovering of lost life, into redemption. That's one of the things that God does. People are like, oh, you're saying God can redeem time? Yes. God can take 1 year and make it bountiful like 100 years. Of course he can. He's the redeemer. He's the creator. And one of the things that they teach in Genesis Recovery is recovery and restoration of life. It's great, man. So if you're feeling like, hey, that's kind of cool, I want to connect to that, you can always be a prayer person. You can always get involved in sponsorship. You can call them at 619-797-7319. That's 619-797-7319. Or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. By the way, if you're somebody who needs their help, call them. And if you're somebody that knows somebody, do something. You're not going to just be able to sit there and go, well, I didn't know. Yes, you do. You want to make sure that the people that we know and are around have an opportunity. And let me tell you, drugs and alcohol definitely enslavers. You know, all this stuff, and they talk about racism this and racism this. The most racist thing to me in all the universe is allowing sin to be a master and to ruin a life. There's nothing worse than that. That's what Jesus came to do, is set the captive free from that. So very cool stuff. So pray for them at a minimum. We appreciate them. I did get a good text from a good friend, somebody saying that Cameron, our very own Cameron Bradna. I like that. You like that? Bradna. So we had Kirsten on, Bavakwa, who we call Baklava.
Tom Devine.
You know what the worst part about that is? She doesn't know what Baklava is.
So that just blows my mind.
I know. I mean, I'm sitting there telling you, and then the camera walks by, he goes, well, I'm not sure what baklava is either. At least Shelly had the heart to go, I know. It's like, okay. It's like, okay. But anyway, so he did a good job, and somebody wanted to know, can you do cartoon voices? Here's Donald Duck sneezing. Okay, that's Donald Duck sneezing. You like that? Yeah, I'm not getting a comment from over there. No, you're not allowed to poke that in your eye. That's not
I'd
a good
say
idea.
Don't quit your day job, but I don't know.
This is my day job. I don't have to quit. That's the best part. Okay, so a couple things to let you know. We're going to get right into this. This is a awesome DDD. I've been excited to share it all day because it was something that it's not new, but hopefully it's refreshing. And that's a big difference.
This one
there.
Has a title too, doesn't it?
It does have a title. It's called Simplify. Simplify. I mean, there's a couple different ways I guess you can say that. Simplify, right? That kind of thing. And you know how we talk about essentials, non-essentials, and so on and so forth? There are essentials, there are non-essentials. So we say in essentials, unity, and non-essentials, we say liberty, in all things, charity. Okay, it's a lot. It's a people have been saying it for a long time. It kind of comes out of the Foursquare, more of the Foursquare group coining the phrase. People say it goes back to the 1700s, 1800s. Nah, they always say that. Nobody wants to take credit nowadays or something. But it doesn't matter. Essentials, non-essentials. This is an essential. So we're going to talk about essential. It's called Simplify. Simplify. 1 Corinthians 15, 1 through 4. It's called Simplify. I'm hoping to simplify to some degree. The way that we see things. Here we go. So listen up. This is good, and it's interesting if you hear it clearly. Now, brothers, I want to clarify for you the gospel I proclaimed to you. You received it, and you've taken your stand on it, and you are also saved by it if you hold to the message I proclaimed to you, unless you believed with no purpose. For I passed on to you as most important what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, and that he raised on the third day according to the scriptures. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4. So some people are like, whoa, what is that? Whoa. Okay, let's just talk about the word, what he said. Now, brothers, I want to clarify for you. The word clarify in the Greek has to do with gnosis and has to do with to make known or to stay within the mind. Now, listen to that. What does that mean? To stay within the mind. That means you should keep thinking about it. It's like, you know, you're a Christian and you do the things and then you kind of move on. Oh, I got to take care of this for work. Oh, I got to answer this text. I got to take care of this email. Now I'm doing this. Now I do this. Yeah, that's okay. But in the meantime, you can keep this type of thing in your mind. Why? Because it's crucial and important for you and I to do this. He says this, I want to clarify for you the gospel. Now, the word gospel means good news, good tidings, glad tidings. And there's some people that say, well, it's really only the gospel of the kingdom or only the gospel of God. All that stuff's like, what? There's the gospel of the kingdom, gospel of God, gospel of Jesus, gospel of Christ, gospel of grace of God, gospel of salvation, gospel of peace. I think the good news is about Jesus. It's just pretty straightforward. And all of these things are connected to that because Jesus is God. So when it says the gospel of God, it's talking about Jesus himself. So don't get hung up on that stuff. I don't like when people get overly hung up on the simples. Here's what he says, though, and this is where it gets like, ooh, here we go. He says this. You received it, you've taken your stand on it, and you are also saved by it. Did you hear that? You received it, you've taken your stand on it, and you're also saved by it. I want to make sure you understand this with me in this one point. You don't start with the gospel and then go somewhere else. You don't go, okay, well, I got the gospel, and now I'm going somewhere else. No, you're not. You receive it. You stand in it. You're saved by it. You're always in the gospel. Just for clarification. But he says this, that is a great caveat for people to understand. He says, you are also saved by it if you hold to the message. Now, what does that mean, if you hold to the message? Have you ever heard of John 3:16? I'm just going to go with anybody that's watched sports is familiar with John 3:16, plus anybody that's gone to church, plus anybody that's been a Christian for an hour or more. In John 3:16, and let me give you the King James version, for God so loved the world that he gaveth his only son, that whosoever should believeth in him shall have everlasting life. and shall not perish? Listen to this. In the NIV, it says believes. It's B-E-L-I-E-V-E-S. Perfect present tense. In other words, you don't believe it. You've believed it once, and now you go on and you go to Disneyland, and you're done. No, folks. When you believe the gospel, you start by believing, you stay in believing, you continually believe, and you don't move from that belief. The bottom line is that your faith in Christ dying for your sins is continual. It's not a past tense concept. It's a present tense concept. So what I want you to do is grasp that. If you hold to the message, you got to still believe it. What you believed in the beginning, you need to maintain your belief. You don't move anywhere. And then it gives us the breakdown of the gospel. Now get ready for the complexity. Here it is. What do we call the title of this, Robo? What do we call it? What is it called?
Simplicity. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Simplify.
Simplify. Simplify.
Simplify.
Here we go. Ready? Here's the breakdown for the gospel. Christ died for our sins, according to the scripture. He was buried, and he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures. Okay, there you go. See, what happens is Paul then goes in and he starts talking about the topic of who Jesus manifested himself to, who he connected to, and he goes through the rest of the passage. But verse 3 and 4 make it clear that the gospel is Christ died for our sins, he was buried, and he raised the third day, according to the scriptures. That's the gospel.
Complex.
Not too complex. In fact, when we make it complex, we dishonor the message that God created. Now, is there deeper theology in that? Sure. Can you go into the eschatological, soteriology? Can you go into hamartiology? What about ecclesiology? I don't understand pneumatology. What about this? What about that? No problem. You can do that all day long. Get into systematic theology? Don't get into systematic theology. Don't care. The gospel, Christ died for our sins, he was buried, he was raised on the third day, according to the scriptures. Here you go, folks. Simplify. Simplify, simplify. That is how you handle and embrace and continue to stand in the gospel of Jesus Christ. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, you know, there's always more stuff.
For someone else, but not for me. Our love was out to get me. That's the way it seemed. Disappointment haunted all my dreams. Then I saw her face.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Did you know that the Earth was created only 6,000 years ago? Hi, my name is Tom Cantor, president of Scanabodies Laboratory and the Creation and Earth History Museum in Santee. I'd like to invite you to visit our new Age of the Earth exhibit, which provides scientific evidence that confirms the true historical count of the world. The Age of the Earth cave showcases rare minerals, scientific data with explanations demonstrating a young Earth biblical position from carbon-14, helium-argon, and other radioisotope data, all within an underground cavern, along with 10 compelling evidences for a young Earth. Come to the world's first creation museum, where scientific and historical observations make the Creator an unavoidable issue. Open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, and admission is free. Call us at 619-599-1104, 619-599-1104, or visit us at creationsd.org.
It's painful. It's stressful. It's the headache caused by being stuck in a cash crunch. At one time or another, it happens to everyone. You don't have the money to pay what needs to be paid, and that hurts. You need relief, and you need it fast. What do you do? Who do you call? I prescribe Making the Cash Call at 855-876-CASH to get up to $10,000 with no collateral. We'll complete the application in about 4 minutes, and the cash can be in your account as fast as tomorrow. Yeah, the money's a little expensive, but it can provide welcome relief from your cash headache, and it's a lot cheaper than a payday advance. Use it only as long as you need, then pay it back to keep your total interest expense down, because there's never a fee or penalty for early repayment. And then change your spending habits to keep the headache from coming back. So for quick cash relief, make the cash call at 855-876-CASH. That's 855-876-CASH.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Department of Business Oversight, California Finance, Lender Law License Number 603-8780.
Hello, friend. This is Pat Boone. If somebody you love needs help breaking free from the bondage of drugs or alcohol, then you need to call Calvary Ranch today. I've personally known the directors of Calvary Ranch for many years, and I can tell you with great confidence that Calvary Ranch is one of the most effective recovery programs in the country, and it's affordable, about one-tenth the cost of comparable programs. So, if somebody you care about stuck in a dangerous, destructive cycle of drug or alcohol abuse, I hope you'll call Calvary Ranch today. Speak with a caring counselor. Discover the freedom and the joy that God has for you at Calvary Ranch. For a free information packet, call 800-404-2258. Again, 800-404-2258. Calvary Ranch, where God does the healing. That's 800-404-2258. 800-404-2258.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. This segment brought to you by Thrivent Financial. Our good friend Jonathan During over at Thrivent Financial. Let me tell you something. Their whole goal, just keep it simple, they help the stewards of God be better stewards. And they don't charge you for virtually all the stuff they do. Unless you come alongside of them and use some of their services, it's all free. Their education material is free. Their connection to you is free. And I can tell you one thing. Every time you get together, their coffee, which is outstanding, is still free. I'm just saying. Here's what you do. If you want to get more information, you really want to talk to them. Jim Hansen is the guy that you want to talk to. 858-455-5227. When you call that number, though, you got to talk to Ruth. All things flow through Ruth. Never forget that. 858-455-5227. That's the phone number for them. Also, I want to say that I've extended this invitation to pastors throughout San Diego County, and I'm already getting responses. So, yes, it's going to happen. We are interviewing local pastors throughout San Diego County. If your pastor or if your minister wants to get on the David Spoon Experience, not going to cost the church any money. We're doing this to expand the kingdom of God, give people an opportunity to talk about their ministry and their church and what they're doing. And, you know, it's not tough parameters, man. If you're a Bible-believing Christian, it's going to be all good for you. We want you to come in. We'll have a great time together. We got several pastors coming in next week. And the church sizes, just so you know, are anywhere from 10 people to 12,000. So we're not like putting, oh, well, it's you're a 10 person of 10,000 is more important than a person of 10. That's not what Scripture says. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 15. Leaders of tens, fifties, hundreds, and thousands. Everybody has a designation and a place. And I can tell you right now, that out of all the 300 fighting men, it'd be better to be the three. Because the three were like, ooh, you know. I mean, if they do a movie, that's what they should do a movie on, right? The three, because they were like, wow. Super gladiator kind of things. Anyway, really encouraging. Send your email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Just identify yourself. Give me a contact piece of information. I'm not going to get a hold of you today. Why? I'm doing the show. I'm not going to do it right now. And then what was that Cameron wanted to know? He wanted to know about
Red Wings. How many titles, championships,
11.
Your famous Red Wings
11.
Have won.
11. And then tell him this. You know how many years Chicago has been in the playoffs in a row?
I have no idea.
5. Red Wings, 23. Let's see. What's
when it comes
bigger?
To hockey,
that's
David, bigger. My brain's on ice.
Yeah, 23 apples or 5. Okay. I think we've solved that issue right there.
Baseball season.
What?
Baseball season.
Well, how'd your Dodgers do yesterday then?
I don't know, but the Tigers won.
Good. That was a good out. That was. It turns out that Detroit's in the first place.
You know, they are. You're doing very well. We're only half game off. Long season, but in the right direction for both teams.
Yeah. I need the Padres to do well.
I
mean, what's better than talking about baseball and then using Padres? Come on, folks. I mean, versus even to me, the
Tigers.
Not
when you're from L.A.
All right. You know, you got to work with me on some of this stuff. You know? I mean, I don't know what else to do because it's Padres.
As far as hockey goes, this sounds so very, very enthusiastic. Go Red Wings.
don't strain.
I'm trying not to, Dave. I'm holding back my enthusiasm.
Don't strain when you do that. Okay. For those in regards to the interview, if you can't get a hold of me for whatever reason, of course, you can always get a hold of Brian K. Smith, who we talked about earlier, is our director of ministry. He's like the director of ministry relationships, whatever. I don't know if it is. I just give him a hard time. It doesn't really matter, does it? No. But they need to coordinate the timing through me. So you got to send an email to davidspoon@kprz.com. Then I tell Brian, and then blah, blah, blah. And then you get on the show, and then you get a chance to have a bazillion, kerzillion, dazillion angels hear you.
That's a lot.
Yeah. I don't know how many people watch. It's the numbers change all the time. Today it's at least four. That's all I'm saying. Okay, by judging by the emails, a few more than four.
Let me guess. We still got at least another hour before we do the food story, huh?
Yeah. I got the world's greatest David Spoon Experience food story just for Robo Producer, and I'm not telling it yet.
He always does this.
Yeah. And then people are like, well, why do you do that to him? Because then that way he stays engaged in the show. I'm not a complete moron. What? And boy, I've got the one of the most wonderful DDDs in the next hour too that has to do with existentialism. People are like, "What? I'll take the hot dog with relish." Okay,
I had a hot dog for lunch.
Oh, you did?
Two of them.
I'm on that. I've been fasting. Good food. That's my fast. It's
I
good
ate
food
lunch
fasting.
Fast.
Oh, it's terrible. All right, folks. I hate fasting. I like slowing. All right. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, we got a special guest on the phone because it is a little weird out there in the financial realms. We need a little help. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.